passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. The High-Heeled Guide to Enlightenment is a beginner's reference to some of the main spiritual practices available to us today. But for author Alice Grist, it started out as a personal search for meaning.
When I first started, it was really for myself. For a split second, the book was a blog, and then it soon became a book, and it was sort of made to help me get out of a bit of a rut in my life where I was probably spiralling towards some kind of depression or just general unhappiness, a sort of malaise that had sort of descended on me, I guess, through my 20s, and it was like, oh, where's my life going? What am I going to do? I've been brought up quite spiritually with my dad being a vicar who then became a Wiccan. So I sort of turned back to that, really, but not necessarily to Wicca, and I started exploring things such as Buddhism, Reiki healing, and took it from there really and put it all down into a book. I guess it was such a good help to me that I wanted other people to sort of experience this and to know that that is an option out there for them.
And it's the idea of the book to give people sort of some information about some of the different practices and then they can sort of make up their own mind.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we all know about the sort of mainstream religions and things, but I think there's so many alternative spiritual practices that have so much to offer in our modern day and age. And I just, yeah, I'd love people to know a little bit more about that.
So which ones in particular have sort of resonated for you?
Buddhism, most definitely, because it just helps you change the way you think about things. I always refer to it as like a good dose of self-help or counselling even. It can really turn around your mind patterns and things like that, help you improve your life. Other things like shamanism, particularly with the eco-focus, obviously they didn't intend for it to be that way thousands of years ago and even not up until this day, but they just have such a respect for the planet and every single creature and person and tree and blade of grass that's upon it. That really resonates with me as well.
You cover quite a lot of different spiritual traditions. Can you give me sort of a quick sort of, I don't know, one line on each one?
Buddhism, as I said, self-help with bells on. Wicca, I say in the book, is kind of a party religion because it's got 8 different celebrations throughout the year that go along with the seasons as well. So, you know, you're looking at the environmental focus there as well. Shamanism is love for the entire planet, passion for the planet, you might say. Kabbalah, again, similar to Buddhism, sort of helps you not to react to the more difficult things in life and really helps you take a sensible approach to living. Spiritualist is spirituality through, I guess, communing with spirit, similar to some of the others, but it's quite interesting because you are contacting the dead. And if you're contacting the dead, then, you know, there's got to be something more to life. And then I also cover healing, so various different healing techniques such as crystals or Reiki and a number of others, which, you know, have been a fabulous help to me, particularly Reiki. And I'm trained in Reiki myself as well. And when I was in a real low point, that really did help lift me out of it. There's so many different types of healing and alternative healings out there. And also divination. So that's like your old-fashioned fortune telling, things like tarot, palm reading, astrology and things like that, which, you know, I wouldn't put too much weight on all the time because I have come across, you know, your dodgy practitioners. But I also think there's a lot of good people out there and it can be fabulous guidance to a well-lived life.
And in terms of sort of finding what works for you, how do you think the best way to go about that is?
I would absolutely recommend anyone to go with their instinct. I think when you're trying to go down a spiritual path, one of the most important things is to know yourself and to know your inner voice as opposed to everyone else's voices that are telling you what to do or what their opinion is. And I think it's really important to get to know your instincts because it can be massively helpful, and mine certainly has. So I'd advise anyone to sort of, you know, go for what you fancy, and if you like it, great. Take parts of it that will improve your life, and then if need be, go full throttle into spirituality or a particular type.
When you say take parts of it, how much of these sort of traditional practices actually do really allow you to pick and choose a bit? Or is it once you kind of get into it, you know, it's strict, you have to do what they say?
I pick and choose to an extent, but, you know, I do have, as I mentioned before, the particular ones like Buddhism or shamanism that really call to me. I guess, you know, if you were really going to go down a real evangelical route about any of them, then you are going to have to be faithful, I guess, to one of them, because it's not going to mix with others. But I think for modern people who perhaps don't have time to be evangelical about anything, really, or to commit themselves wholly to something, then, you know, just taking little bits that work for them and eventually perhaps building up to a bigger practice is the best route. In the first instance, anyway.
That's Alice Grist. Her book, The High-Heeled Guide to Enlightenment, is published by O Books. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.